Blog Talk Radio.
This is world champion D.E. Chambers, president of the Amateur Organization of Karate and multi-Greek Award winner. I would like to welcome you to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown radio talk show featuring news, special announcements, special one-on-one interviews with stars of sport karate. Thank you for listening. Buckle up and enjoy the show.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha, everybody, and much mahalo. Welcome to Parts Unknown. Parts Unknown is a weekly radio show that is produced by the AMAA Radio Network to bring the sport karate history into your home. And one of the reasons why we're here is because of our producer. And this is a man of vision. He has vision in what he does and what he portrays. And I want to bring him on because he's put us on the air now for 10 years. God bless him. His name is Hanti Jesse Bowen from Elite Publications. Hanti Bowen, are you there, sir?
I am, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening. Better and better, as you would say. You got something really exciting coming up. You're going to be honoring one of my best friends, Cynthia Rothrock, in Las Vegas and New Orleans. I want to talk about that for a minute. Tell me what you're doing, because we're celebrating the women this year with my event in October and what you're doing for Cindy. So tell everybody what you're doing in Las Vegas, please.
Well, this is a continuation of, you know, what we started at the beginning of the year, shedding a light on women in the martial arts, and which coincides with what you're doing for women in the martial arts this year. And, you know, finding those platforms for them to have, and that those platforms are recognition in front of their peers. The platform is the opportunity to leave a legacy about who they are now and what they're doing. Now, back in 2016, when we launched the second Who's Who in the book, Who's Who in the Martial Arts, Cynthia was our guest speaker. And we, you know, that was the first time I happened to meet her, and she said, sure, I'll support you, I'll be there. And here we've been in a, you know, relationship and partnership now for, you know, 7 years, and it was just really made great sense to us to actually come back, which could be the final book that we produce in the Who's Who series. And, you know, we've already done, you know, our third trilogy in the book. Bring her back in, and, you know, this year as we celebrate the ladies and all that she's actually done. And just to look at how far we have come, just in technology, just in relationships, and all things that we've done in the past, you know, 7 years to now to, you know, come back at this event. So this is a, like we did with Bill Wallace last year, Grandmaster Wallace, was that this whole event is a tribute. So our awards are going to be featured around Cynthia. We're having custom rings, which are going to be the Cynthia Rothrock Legends ring, and there's going to be a limited number of those that are actually produced. You know, this year we're actually, you know, the Who's Who in the Martial Arts, people that have been involved with our books, which is over 1,000 people that have been featured in our books, we're going to be starting our Metaverse Museum, and that's going to really open on May 6th. And so that's all centered around Cynthia Rothrock. We're going to be doing Cynthia Rothrock's movies in the Metaverse, and this is new to me, but as I'm learning and interacting more in it, it's just totally fascinating and totally just amazing. I've heard AJ talk about, you know, having the glasses on, the VR glasses on, having that experience, but over the past week of just in there doing that, and, you know, it's sort of like, you know, and being in the museum, is, you know, I was telling my wife the other night, being in there because we're just building it, and it's almost like you can smell the carpet, like you have new carpet on the floor. You sort of get that clean, fresh, brand new feeling, and I'm looking forward, you know, because this is going to be a part of the future of things we're doing.
Well, welcome to my world, Hossie Bowen, because I've been involved with virtual reality for the past 20 years, and hot heavy with Dr. Rachel Lee, Rick Shanahan, and Marie Shanahan, the developers. And it's really been really a fun adventure, and I want to look forward to the meta universe because that really is the future, as you said. Now, I want to say Cynthia, I call her Cindy, Cindy's favorite story. It's 1982, Hossie, and we're at the Leo Fong and Ron Marchini, which you'll meet him this year. He's coming in October. Their tournament, the Stockton Pro-Am. And I won my first place. Cindy won her first place with the hook swords. And John Fernay from Canada, he won first place. And we had to go each other for grand. And Cindy, that was her first grand championship before China O'Brien and all the movies. And I'm so proud of her, what she's done and what she's become. And, you know, she was a good little movie star, too. She really was. And but in her competition days, she was literally unbeatable when she went out there with her hook swords. She really had technique, and she was very, very authentic. It was really good. So anyway, let me finish by saying or saying two things. One, I appreciate you so much. Two, tell my listeners how they can order the Sport Karate Museum History General or Ambassador Ring at our store, sir.
Yes, sir. So all they have to do is just go to our website, and what they do is just go to the store, scroll down. There's a whole section there for the museum and the things that they can actually purchase there. And the other thing that we're really doing, you know, we have rings left over, and we're going to be ordering more rings in. So, you know, the ring is a highlight at your event. We were trying to have a special ring presentation, but, you know, the History Generals, they will have an opportunity to actually purchase their Legends rings at a discount. And just to be a part of this special year, they're going to be able to do that. So we're only going to actually manufacture 100 rings, and that's the last of that casting of that ring. So, you know, if you're a History General and you don't have a one of the History General rings, or if you lost your ring or whatever, then they need to see you. It's an email going out this week. They can purchase. We're only going to have, you know, 100 rings that will be minted for this for your event, and this will be the last of the History General rings. So if the History Generals would like to have a part, and remember, since this is the last, this ring is automatically going to double in its value, but it's also the symbolic part of what the ring actually represents, and that is for the Sport Karate Museum. And like I said, we have, I think the size will go all the way down to size 8.
Aren't you blown? How much is the ring?
The rings are $199. And they're really $299.
We're selling for $300, and we knocked $100 off for you, AJ.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, and what we're going to do also, AJ, is, and for the rest of everyone else, we're also going to give, you know, since this is going to be the final casting of the ring, all rings that come out will have a certificate that will go with each ring, and we're going to number the rings in the order in which they were purchased.
Well, that's a great idea.
Well, I think what we're going to do is that 1 o'clock on Saturday at the Cotter Wars and the self-defense competition, at the ladies' event, we're going to give out the last of the rings. So if anybody out there would like a History General ring or they're an ambassador, they want to come to the event in October for Karen Nina Herdman and Jerry Smith, who we're roasting and paying a tribute to. Now, Thank you, Archibald, for your information, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you, sir. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the exciting things that I have every week is I have two guys that kind of, well, they take care of me. They watch my six, as we say. And the first person is someone that came to me from a great man who we lost a few years ago, and this is Joe Lewis. And Joe allowed me to adopt him. And for the past few years, he's been my personal student. And I want to talk and bring on Mr. Dean Piles. Dean, are you there?
Yep, right here.
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
Great.
Well,
how
good to hear you, boy.
I'm
good. You taking care of Florida?
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, that's what sheepdogs
do. Is Uncle Paris with you?
Yeah, he's trying. Yep, he's
trying.
I want
to hear that laugh. Give me a laugh, Uncle Paris.
Ain't nothing funny.
Hey, Dean, congratulations on yourself.
Big AJ's face. It's not to laugh.
Congratulations on your show.
That's funny. Okay, now the other guy that was just spoke, I want to introduce him. He is from the other part of the world, up there up in Yankee land, who I love. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. He is a master. And you guys know I don't throw that word master or grandmaster around too often. But I don't mind saying the word master in front of this man's name because he is a master of a Korean style called Tangsudo. He's the military spokesman for our military advisory board, Cleveland, Ohio, Mr. A.J. Perry. A.J., you there?
Hey, Gary. Thanks for a nice introduction.
Well, I missed you last week, A.J. Good to have you back. Hey, Dean.
I'm just starting to get my voice back.
Dean.
Yes.
Dean, are you by the microphone?
Do what?
Dean, I wanted you to say, I wanted you to say welcome back, AJ, because he was gone last week, and I didn't have both you guys hollering at me.
A lot.
Anyway, we're going to have a really interesting subject tonight. And I want you guys' input, okay, Deep. I want Dean's input, and I want AJ's input. And I want to bring on a group of people that I really, really enjoy putting together. We call them the Five. And this is five individuals from across America that get to talk about various topics that this crazy Hawaiian brings to the table. And tonight is a interesting topic. And the first lady of the group I want to introduce, she is an amazing lady. Before I do this, did Paul Casey get on by chance yet? Or did he call in? Okay, we're good. Okay. This lady is an A3 black belt underneath the Sport Card Museum. She trained with an amazing, amazing group of men throughout her career. She's a PKL champion, the Professional Karate League back in the day. She is also an avid practitioner and teacher of Kung Fu and Qigong. She will be at the Ladies Celebration, and you can meet her, get your autograph, whatever, from her, and go to her booth, which she's going to have at the Super Vendor Show October 6th and 7th in Houston, Texas. You can meet her. She's an amazing lady. I want to bring on Ms. Karen Flatter from North Carolina.
Hello.
By way of New Jersey, you got rid of that accent.
New Jersey.
You don't have an accent no more.
No more. I'm smooth.
Used to have one. But, you know, Karen, how you doing tonight, honey? How you doing?
I am really good. I've been teaching all day, and I'm ready to rock.
I got a magic question for you. Here we go.
Okay.
Karen, you've been nominated for a Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Someone took time and really cared about your career to nominate you, honey. How do you react? Are you excited? Is it important? Of course it is. Share with us.
Okay. The first time that ever happened, I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. It was a new group in the area that was doing it, and I was very, very pleased. They gave me lifetime achievement because I've been here forever, and I just thought it was wonderful, and a lot of us were all nominated at the same time. So we did the whole thing. We got the headshots. We got the paid the money, got the bios done, made the travel arrangements. It just was a great time. It really was. We had a good time. Over the years, it really kind of became, now nobody really wants your bio. They want your money. And that's how it seems at so many of these banquets. You know, they just, you don't get a chance to say anything, and there's not really any kind of write-up on you, and most of the smaller ones. And so I felt that was a shame, because it could have been done a lot with a lot more.
Well, you know what I found out, Karen? I found that we can, it's not that hard. I mean, this is what I've done. When I was nominated for a Hall of Fame, first of all, I'm excited I was just nominated. Let alone to be inducted. So I would take time and go to my publicist, whatever, the guy that took care of me, and I have him write up a press release. And mm-hmm. then we put it all throughout the city of Houston. So people would realize if they wanted to train in karate, they would look up Gary Lee. And, you know, that was just a marketing tool I used. And I love the fact that we have opportunities to be part of incredible institutions that are really cool Hall of Fame. So thank you, Karen. Thank you so much for your opinion. Now, earlier, guys, I talked to my producer. Now, he does this amazing event that we talked about earlier. I want to get his opinion. Auntie Bowen, are you there, sir?
I am, sir.
Okay. Auntie Bowen, you've been inducted into a Hall of Fame, okay? You've been nominated. You've been inducted. Congratulations. Someone really cares.
Thank you.
About your career. It's like what I did for you this year, inducting you or promoting you or nominating you for the London Hall of Fame for Europe. So that means that someone cares about you. Now, how do you react? Are you excited? Is it important?
Well, I'm excited, sir. I'm excited. You know, and I go along with everyone else, too, I think is the value in which the event brings, because each event brings something different. You know, I'm going down to Florida, you know, for an event down there. And I'm going because I know the person, I know the quality of their organization. And so that's a special honor. I'm being nominated for leadership. That's what's something that my peers realize and recognize that I have. So I'm looking forward to being there in that and to receive that honor and, you know, have that chance to meet other martial artists that I don't know. And what these events, they provide for you, they provide that great opportunity of growth, because probably you and quite a few other people would not have known who I am if it had not been through events and people meeting me, really finding out about me. So they provide a great deal, but it's not the event. It's what you do with that recognition. They may not give you a press release. They may not feature you in a book. So you have to understand what that honor means to you, and then how do you connect that honor back to your reputation, back to your martial arts school, back to your community. So I consider that is leverage to help you. If it's only about the big head thing, I got an award, I'm in the Hall of Fame, and you know that just goes downhill. But there are a lot of martial artists that host events that I respect, and I know other people, you know, respect them too. And if we don't have these things to recognize us, then how can we move forward? So I consider that they are great opportunities.
Well, thank you so much for your opinion, Auntie Bowen, and thank you so much for being part of our special, The Five. Now, I want to bounce from Golly Bum, from where Master Bowen was at in North Carolina. I want to bounce now back to Texas, and I want to bring on someone that I really, really admire. And, well, first of all, he's a real American hero, ladies and gentlemen. A Silver Star earner, one of the head advisors for our military board with the Sport Quality Museum, a personal advisor and helper with some of my activities that I do through the Sport Quality Museum. He is also someone that really demonstrated his karate though in the 70s. He was a Sika champion. That is the Southeastern Karate Association champion. He trained in Okinawa. He's a Marine. Hurrah! He is my dear friend. And last year, I'm still getting giddy when I say this, he called me up and he wanted the Sport Karate Museum to recognize him for his 9th Green Black Belt and the History General. And we did last year when we honored Mr. Stallone and Terry Funk and Mr. Tenorio. We also awarded Hanchi Colonel Phil Torres his 9th degree black belt. So it was my pleasure to introduce to you Colonel Phil Torres, a real American hero, ladies and gentlemen. Colonel, are you there?
Yes, I am, Professor. Yes, I am. I will always be here for you.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, everyone. And I'm doing well. Thank you.
Super. Now, the question is, sir, Colonel Phil Torres, you have been nominated for a Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Someone really cared and took time about your career to nominate you. How do you react? Are you excited? Is it important to you? Of course it is. Share with us, Colonel.
I'm nominated. I'm elated. I'm excited. I am humbled that someone thinks enough of me to include me with people who I think are great martial artists. So it is appreciated. It is a humbling experience. I will never let it go to my head. I don't think anyone should ever let it go to his or her head. But in the celebration and the banquet, in breaking bread with so many others who think like you and who have also been nominated, that is an experience that you don't soon forget.
Yes, sir.
I enjoyed it. I've been nominated to a few. I've enjoyed every place that I've been to celebrate. Some people will say, well, how come we have one basketball, one football, one et cetera, Hall of Fame, and we got X number of, and we got many, many, many martial arts Hall of Fame. And I think when we ask that question, it's misleading because we're comparing apples to oranges. We only have one game of football. All the rules follow. We have different leagues, et cetera, but we have one game of football. We have one game of basketball. We have one game of soccer. But we've got hundreds of different martial arts systems that are different, that are exciting, that are a pleasure to be part of and to watch. Different countries have different systems. Some
what a
of the
great
systems,
point. I love that. I love that point of view. That's really important. I think that's a really good point, Carl. It really is. That's really, really a good point. It really is. So thank you for being part of the five, and I look forward to our weekly discussion before the show
Absolutely.
And during the show.
Absolutely, Professor.
You know what, sir? I'm really looking forward to you introducing and Dean and Uncle Paris introducing Gary Smith for his tribute on Friday, October the 6th. I'm looking forward to that, and that's going to be a lot of fun, too. So,
well, I'm looking forward to it also. I've been communicating with him this week, and he's had quite a life. He's developed quite a legacy as a pioneer, and I'll be.
Yep.
We're looking forward to interacting with each other, person to person, in October.
Well, you know, I mean, he's got an amazing career, but the one thing I love bragging about him is that he was Ringo Starr's personal bodyguard of the Beatles. I think that's
And for several other stars. Ringo Starr was one. He was personal to about 15 or 20 others, too.
Easy. Well, sir, you have a good evening. And thank you so much for being part of the five.
My pleasure, evening, Professor.
Sir. Yes, sir. Now, let me ask a question. Did Adam James call in?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Adam, let me introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, back a few years back, it was a great band that we lost last year, Crazy. Organization called World Black Belt, and I had the pleasure of working with Bob Wall and one of the gentlemen that I met. I've let him experience and brought him into a legend when we did Michael DePasquale Senior Junior. He was a major part of World Black Belt. He also trained with very close a friend of mine named Leo Fong. And did movies and stuff, but now he's doing a series. We're going to talk about it here later on in the show, but I'll go ahead and introduce it. He's doing a series that comes back from the old days called Doc Savage, and he stars in it. He is Doc Savage, and he's part of the five now. My dear friend, my kung fu specialist, Adam James. Adam, you there, buddy?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for those kind words.
Well, Adam, it's good to hear your voice, buddy. It always is. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it on the air. Whenever we talk, I always feel I learn something. Every time I talk to you, I learn something new and different. And that's why I'm excited about you being part of the five. Now, the question tonight is, Adam, you've been nominated for Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Someone took time and really cared about your career to have nominated you. How do you react? Are you excited? Is it important? Of course it is. Share with us, Adam.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say I really enjoyed the comments by the people that spoke before me. Really right on comments. I really respect those opinions. And I agree that, number one, it's a very humbling experience. It's a great honor to have our peers recognize us. So people really should, you know, accept with graciousness. I also do understand that for some people, it becomes more about the award and the recognition than the process of achieving excellence in martial arts and having fellow martial artists recognize that. In other words, being inducted into a Martial Arts Hall of Fame can be to you what you want it to be. For some people, they'll want to use it for a marketing purpose. They'll put it on their wall. They'll use it on their website, drive more business to them, and that's great. However, for others, it really isn't a reflection of their abilities or knowledge, and I respect that as well. For some people, they choose not to embrace it or make it a big deal. I remember when Leo got inducted into the Black Belt Magazine Hall of Fame, he did a funny thing. The very next day, he walked up to the counter at Starbucks. He would go to Starbucks every day. And he said to the guy at the counter, "Hey, I was just inducted into the Black Belt Hall of Fame. Can I get my coffee for free?" And the guy looked at him and said, "What?" And Leo said, "Yeah, I didn't think so." And he paid his $5 for his cup of coffee at Starbucks. But anyway, he was just trying to make a point that while it's important for some, it's not important for others. What's most important
right.
is what's in your heart and in your mind and the skill set you develop in your body.
Well, thank you for your opinion, Adam. And let's plug Doc a minute. Now, you're doing a series, right? How many series have you done so far?
Yes, well, this is a brand new streaming series. It's going to come out on Tubi and Roku and some other streaming platforms later this year. It is a new series. It's a new character, but he is inspired by the original 1930s Pulp Fiction character, Doc Savage, who many people feel is the original superhero. And Doc Savage, our Doc Savage, Man of Copper, is a scientist. He's an adventurer. He's a detective, and he's a martial artist. So there's a heavy martial arts theme in the show. Driving his purpose and direction in life are the principles that we all as martial artists live by. And in his case, it's the five principles of the Savage family and the Savage Dojo. And I'll also just mention the co-star of this show is a man named Americus Abasamas. Americus is a former USA sumo champion. He's a terrific martial artist. And he's evolved into becoming an actor, and he's been very successful. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean. He was in the new Star Wars show, Boba Fett. And he's playing the main villain in our show, and I'm very honored to be working with Americus.
Well, I'm real proud of you, Adam. And remember, as we always said, you're only good as your next audition.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Adam, and take care, buddy. And thank you so much for your opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the amazing Adam James, my dear friend, who is one of those, as I said, kung fu specialists. Now, I want to bounce from California back down to Texas, and I want to introduce someone that I've known, well, since he was an orange belt. And now he's the president as a black belt of the largest sport karate association in Texas called the AOK, the Amateur Organization of Karate. But that's all cool. But what's really cool about this guy, he is a five-time plus. Someday he'll tell me how many he's actually won. But he's won over five MVP awards called the Golden Greek in Texas. Now, I make fun of this in love because, ladies and gentlemen, it took me 17 years to win just one. This guy is an amazing fighter, an instructor. He owns Northside Karate. He does big events, the super fights and tournaments. But anyway, he's an amazing guy. He's from Texas. My dear friend, David Chambers. We call him D for short. D, are you there, buddy?
I am all here.
Well, how you doing, champ? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm feeling blessed and highly favored.
There you go. Well, the question tonight is pretty simple. D.E., you have been nominated for a Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Someone took time and really cared about your career to have nominated you. How do you react? Are you excited? Is it important? Well, of course it is. Share with us, D.E.
Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, all those are fine, fantastic times. They are some beautiful things. And if you know what it's about, you can appreciate it. If you do the trend, then I have no respect for it. The trend for Christmas is to go buy toys. It's not always to thank the Lord for what it's about. Easter is, you know, is have about, you know, Easter egg hunt. Not more fans thanking for, thanking God for the time that you have. You know, Thanksgiving itself, you know, it is about, it's not about the eating. It's about being thankful. I mean, many times we have events that are great. And if we understand the event, then it is great. But if we go through the commercialism of it, then we sometimes lose it. And I'm blessed that I have been nominated for several, chance to be inducted to the Hall of Fame and a couple of them I know I have done, but the majority of the times I'm not that fond of it because it's, the majority of it is commercialized. And if that's the main focus, then I sometimes lose the zeal for it. Now, when the focus is on let's respect the art. No, there are some Hall of Fames that have nothing to do with finance. There is no fee involved in it whatsoever. You know, there are some Hall of Fames that that's not their focus. It's the focus of about the art, the focus about the accomplishment of individuals and the pioneers of the art. And when that's the focus, it is Christmas. You know, it is Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
And so that's what I look for. If I can find one that says I'm focused on what the art is about, then I'm saying that's the best inductee, and I'm elated. I'm excited. I'm dancing around the room. But if it's focused on less than that, then sometimes I have less thrill on it. So I'm shooting for that one. If I get that one, we good. That's what I'm shooting for.
Well, God bless you. What a great opinion. And that's what I expect from you. Excellent. That's what I think about when I think about David Chambers. I think about that one word, excellent. And I'm very, very proud that you're part of the five. So you, David, you take care of things. Okay, buddy, I'll talk to you real soon. Now, before I let you go, let's plug the Super Fight. When is that exactly? May what?
It is May 13th, and if you go to my Facebook page, they got some new, we just added a new fighter because they said we didn't have enough female fighters. So we added a new female fighter. I'm excited about it. Got Warrior Nation going to be on there with a young lady from San Antonio from the Greg Borrego School. So I'm excited about that part, and we have one coming from New York. So I'm really excited about it. It's just time to actually be able to show fighters, to actually be able to highlight fighters and say, hey, here's somebody special. Let's look at them. So it's going to be great.
Well,
I even got this kid named Garrett Lee going to be on there fighting.
Garrett,
I'm excited about this.
Somebody, too. Who's Garrett fighting?
He's fighting. Ironically, it's two from Borrego, one girl and one guy. And the guy, he's going to be fighting the guy, is a strong guy from Borrego School. So it's going to be an excitable time on May the 12th at the Marriott Hotel because Gary, he said he can handle anybody I put on there, so he told me. And I believe in it.
Well, we love the Marriott. That's where the legends are going to be this year, too. So we're going to have the AOK banquet there. So the West Chase Marriott is going to be the place to be in Texas this year. So thank you, Dee. Thank you for your opinion, and I appreciate you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stay in Texas, but we're going to go up to Dallas, from Houston to Dallas, and my dear friend, and champion, and it's just hard for me to say her last name. She's always going to have to correct me until I get it right. Mortis Radilat. Mortis, are you there? Bordas, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Okay,
I'm doing wonderful.
I'm having to practice say your last name. So say it officially. How do you say it?
Radulat.
Radulat. Okay, I was close. Okay.
Yes,
here's
sir.
Our question. Lourdes, you've been nominated for a Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Someone
Thank you.
Really cared about your career to have nominated you. How do you react? Are you excited? Is it important?
Of course I'm excited, sir.
Share with us.
I'm elated. I'm elated. It's phenomenal. I'll tell you. I have been in martial arts since the 70s, and but I'll tell you a little story about me. I was a little girl. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I said keep it under 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, ever since I was a little girl, 4 years old, my eyes were slanted Asian, so... And everyone used to call me the little China doll. So ever since I was four, I always knew, I would always tell my grandfather, I'm Chinese, so I have to take karate. That's how long I had been wanting to be in karate. So for me to be nominated into the Hall of Fame is something that I have always, I'd never had dreamt of it. To me, martial arts came to me as a way of life as a very young girl. And I started training with a U.S. Marine and had no idea of the school. I was trained in Okinawan Goju-Ryu at the time. And I'm just humbled because all of the years that I've been doing martial arts, this particular Hall of Fame induction that I am going to be nominated in happens to be my, I feel so humbled.
Right. You're being nominated in October. You've been inducted in October. That's right. I forgot about that. That's good. That's cool.
That's right.
Congratulations. And we appreciate
Thank you, sir.
So much for being on the five. God bless you, Mortis.
Thank you, sir. God bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the group of people that I put together across the country called the Five. And they're people from different walks of martial arts, or they got a bunch of opinions about various things that we talk about. Now, one of the people that we brought up every week for the past year or 2 years, golly, my time flies. He is a medical doctor. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, a medical doctor, but he's also a 9-3 black belt and needs a sport crime museum. Now, I put him in Texas, I put him in South Carolina, Atlantic City, New Jersey, California, doing this amazing platform called SetDR.app, which means self-defense enhanced training in virtual reality application. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I enjoy introducing this man because he's very, very, well, he's much smarter than me. I love the category. I want to bring on Dr. Reginald Lee. Reggie, you there?
Good evening, sir. How are you? Thank you for a nice introduction, sir.
You're welcome.
How are you?
Now, we got a special little tidbit of information tonight that I want to share with people, and that's how other platforms have said they do virtual reality. I remember the Virtual Boy and some other platforms. But what set me on is a little bit different. What we're shooting for is, well, I'll let you explain it, how they immerse and challenge each other, not just doing AI, but you go ahead and explain it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Reginald Lee, the co-inventor of SetVR.app. Go ahead, Reggie.
Thank you. With SetVR, you will not be outside looking into our program. With SetVR self-defense enhancing training in virtual reality, you'll be actually be immersed into a program, a simulation program whereby a hologram will attack you when you least expect it with sudden and random attacks. If you think about it, just like the military has their simulation program, the police department has their simulation program, think about this program as a simulation program for self-defense and martial arts. Make no mistake about this program. You're not looking from the outside looking into our program. You're actually being immersed in the program. Just as a metaphor, if you think about watching a movie and you're playing a game and watching the game on a TV set screen, you have the TV set there, and that's a boundary line whereby the game is in the TV set. But imagine the entity in the game that you're playing walking out of the TV set screen, walking into your personal space. If you notice in the past when things have walked into your personal space, you have an adrenaline surge. And this is what we try to do with SetVR. It places the hologram into your personal space, and before it attacks you, it'll walk into your personal space, create an adrenaline surge. It's during this adrenaline surge, which clinically you will lose about 35 to 40 or almost 50% of what you've been taught in regards to reacting, and whereby using reflex response or muscle memory will only be your best recourse to engage and to neutralize. And that's as another metaphor is like placing your hand on a hot stove. If you place your hand on a hot stove, you don't think about removing your hand off the hot stove, so you remove it reflexively. And that is the goal of SetVR, to develop this reflex response against a random attack when it approaches your personal space. I also utilize this program as a platform to practice the art of Thai Sabaki. As you know, the critical factor in regards to winning any kind of altercation is to be able to move. Just like catching a train or catching a bus or a truck, you will not be standing, should not be standing in front of an object coming towards you. You will try to flank the object. And then I utilize this program. This is a platform or tool that you can practice the art of movement, to move angular, linear, and circular, to place you in advantage of neutralization, or just to place you in a position of walking away from the attack. With the Oculus Quest or Oculus Rift headset, you'll be transported to a virtual platform whereby a hologram will confront and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The goal of SetVR is to have you be able to neutralize an attack or a threat that is sudden, unpredictable, and random when the altercation or the attack comes into your personal space, to be able to practice and improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, or circular movements, and to avoid and place you in an opportunity position of an advantage for neutralization as you practice to improve your skills in timing, speed, accuracy, as you develop muscle memory. And my goal is to develop a reflex response to a threat or stimulus to neutralize without hesitation. This is a platform that you can continue to practice and utilize what you've been taught and techniques and forms in your college and in your schools against a random attack to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. We've implemented a program of mindfulness, of stretching, meditation, exercise, and we'll also place you in your own, in front of your own personal yoga instructor. If I and SetVR can instill into you a reflex response to neutralize without hesitation a threat to save your life during an adrenaline surge, we believe SetVR has done its job. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of the history portal of his vision of the sports karate in virtual reality, whereby we have introduced Professor Gary Lee as the Wisdom Warrior. But before meeting the Wisdom Warrior, one must neutralize the hologram attacker at the gate of the history portal and then being brought into the courtyard to be introduced to the core history journals. Professor Garley, some words about your vision about the Sports Karate Museum and virtual reality with SetVR.
Well, I love KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid. And what we're going to do is once the hologram is beat, we're going to have a core group that will be introduced. And then hopefully every month we'll add a new history journal. So all the history journals profile will be there eventually. Now, our core group is very simple. Judge Roy Kirvin, the inventor of the two-point kick. George Minshew, the first man to give a gold ring in open competition. NBL world champion Chris Minshew. Mr. Mike Dillard, the owner of Black Belt Magazine and Century Martial Arts. That's our core group. And then we'll add each month a new history general. So thank you, Reggie. Thank you so much for who you are and what you've done for the museum. God bless you, buddy. Now, you know, this next gentleman, he is, well, he's an alias. He is my cub, Dean Pyle. But he goes by an alias, which he's created an incredible brand. Everybody knows him as Dean Pyle, but they also know him as the Wolverine. He means what he says. He says what he means, and he can back it up. And he's a very opinionated, so I can't wait to ask him a personal question. Wolverine!
Right here, sir. It's to you.
Okay. You've been inducted into, well, how many Hall of Fames has the Wolverine been inducted in? And you respect him, or how do you feel about him, Wolverine?
Too many to count, but for the most part, I respect him. Mr. Chambers, you know, kind of took most of my words because I guess, you know, great minds think alike. Not that I compare my mind to being as great as Mr. Chambers, but, you know, I'm thinking along those same lines as he is. You know, the only thing, you know, I agree with him, you know, a lot when, you know, you've been out there and obviously competing takes a lot of time, energy, and money to get the recognition to be pulled in for a Hall of Fame, you know, as, you know, putting in work to get into movie work or stunt work in the movies, things like that. You know, you have to put a lot of time and energy into your body, into your martial arts, you know, into everything you do, your acting skills, all that stuff, your martial arts with your fighting, lumps, bruises, broke bones, you know, bloody noses, you know, black eyes, all the stuff. And it's a real honor to get recognized, you know, for the most part in most of these, until they hit you with the price tag at the end, you know. Because, you know, it takes a lot away from it when they do that. And then, you know, but you can get past that if you go, okay, I see venues are expensive, dinners are expensive, awards are expensive. So, you know, okay, so that can be, you know, compensated for. You look at it, it can be justified. But what, you know, on the flip side of that, to me, what brings them down more so than it being money is when they get excited, like Mr. Chambers was saying, and they just start putting everybody they know in the Hall of Fame. Like, everybody that straps on the black belt, now they're a Hall of Famer. And it's like, okay, you know, everybody builds their Hall of Fame by saying, you know, we put in Chuck Norris, Joe Louis, Bill Wallace, you know, these people, you know, Jeff Smith, Joe Corley, Linda Denley, you know, Benny the Jet, you know, all these people that were legendary fighters that really, really put in a lot of hard work. Like, you know, Mr. Jerry Smith, he put in a lot of hard work. These people that really get out there and do that. And then you got the military side, like Colonel Torres and people like that, that put in a lot of work on the military side as well as competition. And then to just be there and be saying, yeah, but we also put this guy in that, you know, he just started teaching, but, you know, we want to make sure we fill the seat. So we're just throwing in everybody. That kind of takes away from it, you know. But it's an honor to be nominated when you know you've done the work and you've put in the work and you've tried to do good. You've tried to put forward a positive attitude, you know, and tried to excel and move the martial arts up to the next level. You know, I know some people, like one of the other voices was talking about, that, you know, they just get ego-fied with it and they just want to get into a lot of Hall of Fames. And then, you know, I know a lot of Hall of Fames that just piggyback. If one person puts this person in the Hall of Fame, then everybody puts them in the Hall of Fame. And then it starts getting redundant, you know. And, you know, so I wish Hall of Fames would really, you know, be selective and put in these people that work hard, you know, because there's a lot of good, positive people out there that need it that don't even get asked to be in the Hall of Fame. And they, you know, they should be. And that's the sad part about it.
Well, thank you, Wolverine. I appreciate your opinion so much. And I appreciate, you know, you taking care of me for all these years on this show. So you take care, sir. I'll talk to you real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Wolverine. Means what he says what he means, and he certainly can back it up. Now, we will make a big shout-out, and I'm sure that he got involved with something else, but we'll bring back another time Mr. Paul Casey, the founder of the Kempo Bible Hall of Fame, and he was supposed to be on the show tonight, but he didn't get to call in. So instead, we had an incredible show with an incredible amount of knowledge and from people like the five that really, really care about the martial arts. Now, don't forget, October 6th and 7th, the roast tribute to Mr. Jerry Smith, the Black Karate Federation president, on Friday night, October 6th, and October 7th, we're celebrating the ladies. And we're hosting the Lady of the Hour, Karen Eden Herdman, an amazing lady in Nature Revival in Texas, you know. So for more information, you can call 713-483-0476. But check out our webpage. Check out the Sport Karate Museum webpage. It's pretty cool, ladies and gentlemen. www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com and see what the Sport Karate Museum is doing for you, protecting the history one warrior at a time. On behalf of the five, Dr. Reginald Lee, our producer, Hunchy Jesse Bowen, Italy Publications, and of course, Leo Ramos, he didn't get to call in tonight either. And that's the Action Martial Arts Festival, October 19th through the 22nd in Scottsdale, Arizona, featuring the 50th anniversary of Enter the Dragon. Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon was showing over 50 films and confirmed Billy Blank's. I'm excited. Time to Drag Wilson, Cynthia Rothrock, Ron Van Cleef, Jiro Okamura, James Liu, Rick Avery, Eric Lee, just to name a few. Just to name a few. TJ Storm is going to be an amazing group of people in Scottsdale, Arizona, October the 19th through the 22nd for the Action Martial Arts Film Festival. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for allowing us to come into your home. And we'll see you next Tuesday night. As we always say, and we mean it from the heart, much mahalo and aloha. Good night, everyone.
Aloha.
Good night, everyone. It was a pleasure.
Good night.
Good night, hey.